is the post show. Since this is the post show and I don't give a shit, I'm turning the fan on because it's fucking hot in here.
Oh my god, thank you.
I'll point this a little bit more towards you guys. So, post show,
Is it on?
To talk about?
I have things.
Okay, so Atlantis, Dick Island.
Hawk Peninsula.
Right, yeah.
Peninsula.
What are you going to talk about now that you didn't want to talk about before?
Oh my god, the racism. Holy shit.
Oh yeah?
It was so weird. Okay, so it was in the Bahamas.
Hang on a second. This is the post show for podcast episode 81.
Yeah, intro, it matters.
Josh Jeffcoat, Alex Flores, Joel Watson. Okay, right. Let's go.
Okay, so I'm in the Bahamas, and the entire native population of the island, they're all black people.
Right.
Okay.
But not black.
No,
they're like kind of Mexican black.
No,
right?
They're black.
Come on, they're like Dominican black, right?
Dominican is black.
No,
goddamn,
there's a difference.
Is that like rape versus like
yes,
whatever?
Go ahead.
But holy shit! So you get to the island, like 90% of the island is complete poverty.
Okay, except for the lavish mansion suites that you're in.
No.
The mansion.
Like, you land at the airport. It's kind of a dumpy airport, but it's the airport. You drive through fucking just like run down like, hey, look, there was a hurricane again and everybody died. Yay. Oh, and it's just fucking depressing. And I'm like on the fucking van like, oh, my God. Like we're in the fucking shuttle bus going to like someplace that I didn't look up before I went because I figured it would be awesome, right?
It's called trust.
Right. Yeah, sure. And I'm just like surrounded by all this like death and sadness. And I'm like, oh, God, why did we come here? And then we fucking like turn the corner, go over a bridge, and it's fucking white people everywhere.
Dude.
And it's the fucking richest place I have seen in my entire life. And I felt so out of place, but that was sort of the fun of it because I'm totally bringing the class level down.
Yeah. But, well, you know
what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
exactly. I've been from the other side.
Right.
But. That's what they call, you know, enhancement by contrast. It's not like when we were waiting in line for the Harry Potter ride.
Yeah.
You're inside the castle, and it's, you know, dark and fucking you can't see shit.
Yeah.
And then when you get on the ride, it's like, oh, shit, sensory overload.
Shit, yeah.
It's just enhanced that much more because as you were going through the village of the dying poor people, you go over the hill, and it's like, oh. And it's that much better.
It was like fucking coming out of the woods, and then the Emerald City is right there, and it's like, holy shit.
It's kind of like when you're in the hot tub and you go into the snow, and same thing.
Right, yeah. So I'm there at this fucking ridiculous resort. Every single employee of the resort is a black person, which because they hire all
they're
the people.
They're not employees, Josh. They're called slaves.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's like indentured servitude.
It probably is.
It's like if you don't work here, we're going to blow up this island.
And, but they only had two kinds of employees there for the entire week. One of them was the like, yeah, man, let me get your bags for you. Hey.
That was actually a white person.
No, that was
– And that was not
the,
real.
The other one was the, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. And then they won't look you in the
please
eyes.
Don't beat me. Yeah.
And it was really – it was like, is this what America was like in the 40s, like back in when times were good?
After any bag picking up, did he say, Rastafari?
No, some of them were like that. But they were always the like, I'm the crazy over the top man. Yeah.
Give me a tip.
Red stripe.
Hooray!
The other ones were – no, they never asked for tips. That never came up. You weren't even supposed to like
– Because they'll probably get lashed or something.
Yeah, they probably will because
shit.
They had people that tried it. They're like, no, sir, no, thank you. But all the other ones were all like super sad and apologetic and like, please do not let my presence be a burden on you, sir. And I felt like, I don't – am I supposed to just totally ignore you? How does it – I don't know how this works.
It's like, should I be showing compassion or is that going to get you like beaten?
Right. You know? But so I'm there for an entire week. The sixth day I was there, I saw the only white employee on the island. And I was like, how did you
fuck
up?
And he was the cocaine dealer?
No, I was like, how did you fuck this up? Like, you aren't supposed to be here. Take the vest off. it was
the pool boy.
Well, no, he was because they have a casino in the resort.
Oh, so they can't trust the chips to someone that's
non-white. No, all of them. All the dealers are
all of them. What do you mean by that?
Shut up.
But the thing is
that in the casino, they all were like happy and fucking like playing cards and like, I'm taking your money because I'm the dealer and that's what I'm supposed to do. And then the one like fucking angry black or angry white man, I was just, wow. But it was so weird. It was the strangest, like every single person that was had the money and was buying things, they were all like rich.
Fountain de Monet.
They were all like rich white people. And
that is sad though.
It was just really weird. It's the strangest place I've ever been. I would totally go back. But not because of that.
No, because of all the cocks.
Well, no, there wasn't. God. Okay, look. Grindr, the little iPhone app, it's like, what dick is around me? It's everything is 178 miles away because Miami.
Wait. It's called Grindr?
Yeah.
I love that.
There's actually two.
That's cute.
Grindr is the all gays like sign in here, and then there's Scruff, which is the bear specific one.
No shit. There's an app for that.
Yeah. Like, I want some cock. Click. Where am I? Click.
Wait, do you have like a profile that's like, no, I'm ready to go right now? Or it's like, I need some dinner first? Or
no, you can write whatever the fuck you want.
Oh my God.
Huh.
But you know, yeah, but that's how I know that Miami is exactly 178 miles away from the Bahamas.
Oh my God. Because there's a million light up dots right there.
And they're all like 178 miles, 179 miles. I'm like, fuck.
Every now and then there's a few in the ocean just floating around. Right.
Well, they don't actually show you where they are. They just give you a distance.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it was like a full-on tracking device. No.
Because of privacy concerns, right?
Sure. Privacy.
Right.
Privacy.
That is terrifying.
There were like four gays on the whole island, and they were all ugly.
So.
Anyway.
So
the Bahamas were awesome. Seriously, water park. Like, get up in the morning. I'm going to do a water slide. Okay.
Where is that? Where are the Bahamas?
It's the ocean.
It's 178 miles from Miami.
I mean, like, it's just out in the middle of the fucking water?
Yeah, it's an island, yeah. Like, over by Cuba.
It's several islands.
It's by Cuba, okay.
It's
okay.
Cool. Cacapelago. We already talked about this.
Archipenisco.
Cacapelago.
Cacapelago.
Yes. So.
I don't know.
Interesting. I don't want. I don't know what I'm talking about. I had another moment in Seattle.
Bowel movement that would have made
poop doctor. Would have made 14-year-old me need a poop doctor. When I ended up in
So you went to Riker's ready room.
His
ready room.
Oh, I thought you said his lady room.
his lady parts room.
The lazy Susan room.
When I ended up in the car of one of the presidents of the United States of America.
What?
And then went to dinner at a restaurant that he partially owned.
Did they sell peaches?
It's called Il Tribunale.
What?
The best pizza I've ever had in my life is what it was called. And I'm sitting there like, I used to take strings off my guitar so I could play your songs. Okay, this is pretty
funny. I used to take strings off my guitar, wrap it around my penis.
Yeah.
And masturbate to your videos.
I would choke myself with the strings.
That wouldn't last very long. That would cut your head right off. So. But
that was
but not his dick. Right,
notice
that? Yeah.
That was very bizarre.
Quaff.
Yeah, quaff.
By Calvin. By Calvin Quine.
Calvin Quine.
So does that mean that the actual name of the is it Cloff?
I don't know. No, I got nothing.
Stop thinking about it.
And submit to Quaff.
Yeah. Submit to Quaff.
Right.
That's the ad. Yeah, absolutely.
The sister fragrance to Cooter.
So, what the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
I saw the Green Hornet.
Tell me about that. That's stupid.
I was. We were pleased.
No, you're wrong.
We were like, wow.
You're not qualified to make this decision.
This is fun. It was
you were just
fun
happy
movie.
To have a night out. You weren't paying attention.
I appreciated what Michelle Gondry did. Actually,
is there like weird trippy shit in the movie or
no? Not
all of the sets are obviously cardboard, colored on with Sharpie.
Right. Yeah. That would actually. God, I would love it if you did that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a little bit.
Can you sweet a movie without making it first?
Absolutely.
That would be good. No, I mean, basically he took everything that was stupid and dumb and what people criticized the original TV show for. And
which I've never seen. I have no interest
and
in that.
See, that's the thing. If you've seen, it'll help if you've seen the show. Because there's a lot of little inside stuff. There's a lot of stuff in there where it's – and I think that's where a lot of people came from, like – that was stupid. I don't get it. It sucks. It's like, oh, because there's too much inside. There's a lot of self-referential things to the show, to the whole Bruce Lee thing. There's a lot of like cool little bits and pieces to where the whole movie is essentially an homage
to something I've never
seen. But nothing about the original was goofy, right? And Seth Rogen's just goofy.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. It's a very realistic movie. You know, it's very
like Kick-Ass kind of where it's like,
well, Kick-Ass is like actually way less believable than this movie.
Sure. The fact that he doesn't die in the first 6 minutes is less believable.
It's basically the whole movie is essentially carried by Kato, which is cool.
That was sort of the point, I think, was that he was the one that could kick ass.
And they flat out admit that. That's the thing.
Green Hornet was just the guy with the money.
Yeah, and that's why what makes it so cool is they come right out.
It was like if Batman had to hire a bodyguard because he was a pussy.
Yeah, and they talk about that. They confront all these criticisms in the movie.
That's weird.
And it's like, you can't do shit. Like, you suck at fighting. He's like, fuck you, man.
What's his purpose at all of even being involved in anything then?
Because he needs something to do.
He doesn't just – I mean, you could just send Kato out to bored, kick everybody's
bored, rich, ass. White guy.
Yeah, he's a bored, rich, white guy with an ego.
And a minority manservant.
Yeah. Right. Which he inherited.
No matter how
– No, he literally inherited him.
Yeah, that's,
he actually rehired him back.
Legal tender.
Here's the deal. If Seth Rogen is a famous billionaire – covering up his eyes and then still being Seth Rogen and having that laugh, I mean, it's not very good at a story. Yeah. That's pretty obvious.
It's a fun movie. Pretty it really, really is.
Stop that. I watched the following up on our extremely long Kevin Smith episode, I watched the another Kevin Smith special. I can't remember which one it was, but it was on Netflix. And
Clerks 4, The Search for 3.
Yes. No. Anyway, he talked about doing the Zach and Miri, and it was before he became a pothead, or while he was trying to become a pothead. And
no, this is true.
Makes it sound like it's hard. Like you have to work for it.
He had a bunch of rules. He had a bunch of rules that he kept having to break to be a better pothead. Yeah. I guess. But
it took a long time for him to say fuck it.
He said that somebody came up to him and was like, "Oh, hey Kevin, Seth wants to smoke out with you." He's like, oh shit. Like, that's like, this isn't Bush League anymore. Like, that's some serious shit, you know? And like, he said he wasn't really smoking at that point. So like, they did the whole movie. And then by the very end of it, he finally was like, hey, you want to go get high? And he's like, I thought you'd never ask.
Because he thought that Kevin was an actual full-on like king of the potheads,
like everyone else in America. Yeah, thought.
And Seth Rogen had no idea, and he was like,
"He's like, why don't you want to smoke with me?
Let's go. Oh shit! Yeah, so
pass the doobie.
What?
I don't know
either.
Shut up.
So.
Hey, so really though, I recommend it to anyone out there who likes gadgets, cars.
That's going
to
be like maybe a DVD for me. I'm not going to try
hard. Did you ever see Despicable Me?
No.
God damn it.
I wanted to see that now.
It's way better than you think.
You said Jeff just.
Well, no, don't worry about it.
Okay. What?
Don't worry about it.
What?
No, you missed it. You don't listen to anything I say.
That's all you said. You said Jeff just, and then you stopped talking.
I finished that sentence.
No one heard it. Yeah. I have recordings of it. I can't. And if I go back. So I've also heard that Rango. Stop doing that. My God.
No.
Please. I've also heard Rango is fantastic.
I've heard it's not.
Like every review I've heard is that it's beautiful and good. And like it looks dumb.
Like visually it looks pretty.
It looks like the movie would be dumb, but I keep hearing it's good.
I don't know.
I've heard. That it's dumb.
I think that
from Lizard People.
I think that Mars Needs Moms movie looks like shit.
Oh God! Why would you even consider that?
Oh my God! Well, we're talking about crap movies.
Oh okay.
Or John Carter from Mars Needs Moms? That would be more interesting.
That would be more interesting. Yeah, that's.
Or
are they ever going to make that movie?
Hey, wait a minute.
Working on that.
Or what's that? What are our two Mars movies? We've got Red Planet, and we've got Mission to Mars Needs Moms.
And Gary Sinise.
Sari Ganis.
Yes.
Oh, God. Fucking, like, lipstick the whole movie. It was so...
You know what that reminds me of?
He looks so weird.
Do you remember the end of Being John Malkovich when fucking Sheen comes over? And he's like, Malcatraz! He's like, my Sheen! And they're best friends. And he's the Malkovich that has, like, 10,000 people living inside of him at that point.
Sure.
You don't remember that?
I saw that movie...
I don't remember.
11 years ago?
So...
Been a while.
Well, at the very end of it, they all of the people that know that Malkovich is the vessel to everlasting life, they all crawl into his head at the same time at the right point in the astrological alignment to where they all get to live
in
his head.
That was the whole point. Yeah. Getting to this alignment.
Yeah.
That movie had a point?
And then the guy that was stuck in Malkovich gets stuck in the daughter and can't do anything. He can't control her.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, all the people are Malkovich. Then it shows flash forwards like 20 years. He's old. Charlie Sheen's his best friend. And he's like, machine, Malkotraz, like winning. Yeah. So, duh. And
Tiger Blood.
7 Gram Rocks, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how I roll. One speed, go.
Right.
And
trolls and warlocks.
He says.
Como se dice?
He says, Vatican assassins.
what?
So he says it's getting time to like re-up the immortality. So basically Malkovich has to now crawl into whoever's next or whatever. Yeah. And then all of those people keep moving.
Yeah.
And he says, so Sheen, what do you think about, maybe living forever? And he's like, what? He's like, maybe me, you, Gary Sinise.
What the fuck?
He just brings up Gary Sinise.
Whatever.
At the end. Yeah.
That's good.
It's pretty fucking awesome. That's a good movie. If you can get through it again. I mean, it's a tough watch sometimes. It's almost maddening in a way.
Yeah, I remember the puppet sex scene and the seventh and a half floor. I just
don't like seeing Cameron Diaz like that. Too. That was hard for me.
Did you know
that's just looking gross.
I watched that entire movie and didn't know it was her.
The
whole movie. Because we didn't see it in the theater. We saw it on DVD first, probably. And I just didn't pay attention to who was in it besides Malkovich. Right.
Well, it's like when Charlize Theron won that Oscar for Monster. That was Cameron Diaz's Oscar grab.
Yeah, it just didn't work out.
I'm going to frizz my hair out, and that's it.
It just did not work out. I'm just not – I'm going to wear a
and
really
wear the
bad
fucking
wig.
Awful –
That reminds me of
the sweater that's all fucked up.
Reminds me of Face Off from last night. Did you see it?
Oh, I didn't see last night.
You didn't see last night?
No, I've actually only seen like two episodes.
Oh,
so
shit.
This guy
burned through them.
I fucking burned through like six episodes in a night. It was so good. That show is great.
It is great.
Good. Holy shit.
And God. Okay, where were you?
I saw the body painting one, and I saw the
– That was okay. The guy with the steps at the bottom, that was like crazy well done.
That was really good. I saw the horror movie one. Most of those were terrible.
So you haven't seen the zombie.
No.
The zombie one was well done. The gender swap one.
That was good.
Was hysterical.
That was good.
Like, and some of them were like funny bad, and some of them were like funny like, oh God, which one of these is actually a woman?
Right.
I don't know.
There was some really good stuff in there.
There was a tranny Wonder Woman at Emerald City Comic Con.
Ooh.
I can probably find you a picture.
Nice.
With the boots, was probably like 7.5 feet tall.
Sure, why not?
Of course.
She was rocking that corset.
She's doing the little spin thing to transform.
Wonder Woman.
It was definitely not Dr. Girlfriend. Dr. Wonder Woman. It was at first I was like, that is a tall lady, a guy. Oh, okay. It took me a second.
Tall lady.
Tall lady. Nice Wonder Woman lady.
Anybody else watching RuPaul's Drag Race?
No.
Is that just me?
That's just
I believe
you.
God damn it.
All I need from that show.
That episode was so good.
All I need from that show
you
is whatever quote I get
suit.
On the soup.
Yeah,
yes. That
See,
is
but
ridiculous.
You have no context.
I don't need it. It's so much better with no context. I do not need the bad cock and ball jokes from every episode.
God,
are enough.
They're so terrible.
Well, based on what you've seen on Face Off, who's your favorite? Who's your least favorite? Based on where you're at.
Okay.
Is the asshole guy still on? Did he ever get kicked off?
Which
asshole
guy?
The white guy that like I finished 4 hours early and I'm fucking done.
He's dead. Yeah, fuck
he was
guy.
Still on the last time I saw him.
We actually ran him over with a truck.
Oh, yeah. So he's dead now.
I actually went on the show and
It was,
and they were like awesome makeup job. You're like, yeah, it's makeup.
Yeah, it's makeup.
Yeah. Yeah, he's acting.
Yeah.
the last time it was the really old guy that's like, by the way, I'm a better sculptor and painter than anyone else in
the guy who's 40.
Yeah.
Who's got the most experience of all of them.
Which isn't fair to any of the other ones because he's crazy better than all of them.
He is.
He's like,
he does all the stuff in his sleep.
I molded this full body maquette and then painted all of it. Yeah. And then my partner did the rouge on the face.
Because basically anytime he partnered up with little tart Megan,
tart.
Who doesn't do anything.
Who totally sucks.
She doesn't do anything ever. And she gets credit for
Well, it's, she's pretty.
Well, she is pretty, and then she's like, hee hee hee, I kind of have a crush on the other guy.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, would you please, like, no one gives a shit about your fake romance that doesn't exist.
What about the guy that looks like Stefan from Saturday Night Live?
Oh, he's cool. Gage?
Yeah.
I like Gage.
Gage.
Yeah, no, that's his name.
Hey.
He's cool.
J.
He's good, wait, too. Yeah. He's really good.
Every time I see him, I'm just like, the hottest club in New York is called Boof. It's with nine O's.
Now, the okay.
It's that thing of when your midget puts on all of your clothes on roller skates, and then you pull him through an airport terminal. Human suitcases.
And everywhere there are Cupids. They're
Jewish Cupids.
They just want you to settle down and meet somebody nice. You don't know about.
You remember that from Valentine's Day?
No.
Are you have not, you not familiar
seen the sketch at all?
You've never seen.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
In the middle of the sea of mediocrity that is Saturday Night Live,
there are little golden nuggets.
About every other week, there's like a 4-minute piece of pure gold. Bill Hader does a character named Stefan.
Stefan.
First of all, unusually attractive. Like, if Bill Hader just dressed like that, it levels him up like 5 notches. It's very strange.
He can do the New York super pretentious, like,
club gay.
Club gay.
Yeah,
gay.
And he's got like a emo haircut that like
he's got like
straight
the
onto
spiky
his head, you know, and like, and he just he's like constantly
we need to pull it up
touching his face. Point. We'll watch it after this.
Yeah. Show. Okay.
He's just touching his face.
And it's this recurring character that's gets better and
so
better
he's like
and better.
So
he just shows up on Weekend Update.
So yeah, the guy that does Update is like Seth is like so anyway, New York is trying to bolster its family image. Where can a family have a nice vacation when they come to New York? Where should they go? I've got the best place
and
ever.
And all he does, that's the shtick.
New York's hottest nightclub is called Boof.
It's always like everything is like the hottest new nightclub.
Yeah.
And he goes through and it describes what's there.
Right.
It's fucking
and he's
brilliant.
Like, it's like they've got everything. They've got S&M. They've got furries.
They've got fat Urkels.
They've got Furkles. And he's like, Furkles? Fat Urkels. They've got Mittlers. He's like, what's that midget Hitlers?
it's the same formula
goes,
every time.
And then he goes, and then they've got human suitcases. And he's like, human
that?
Suitcases? Oh, you know. It's that thing when where a little person puts on all of your clothes and they're wearing roller skates. And then you pull them through an airport terminal.
It is. I can't believe you haven't seen this.
I haven't seen
or just heard, or just heard, okay. Well, just
okay.
Heard of it. Just heard of it.
Okay. Yeah. On that note, we're going to turn this off and go watch those. Thank you for donating. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the post show. Goodbye.
Human suit.